Okay, today is Daf Kuf Yud Tes. We're on Daf Kuf Yud Tes on the second line from the top. Here we go. Reb Zavin Velo Mishom Re Peros. You can't buy peros from people that work in the field because it could be they stole from the owner of the field. Rebbe Zavin Shavishta Me'arisa. He bought branches, some kind of branches, from a sharecropper. I'm Le Abayai Vatanan Lo Mishom Re Peros Eitzim for peros. You can't buy from a worker. Eitzim or peros. So how could he buy branches? Amalei, no. Hani mili b'shomer deles legufa da'ari midi. That's only somebody who watches the field, who doesn't have a stake in the field. Aval aris, the islei begavei. But since an aris, a sharecropper, has a stake in the field, ema midinav sheka mezabein, it could be he sold it from his own stuff. So it's not a problem. Tana rabbanan, shomer peros. What does it say, shomer peros? Yoklin mehen kishen yoshvin. You can buy from them when they're sitting there. Thank you. Umochrin vas and they're selling vasalon lifnehem. The basket's there. The turtani lifnehem and the scale is there. In other words, you open up a whole store and a whole production. It's very difficult to think. Oh my goodness, he stole everything. Guy's a store in the middle of the shuk. Everything's stolen. Hard to say that. V'kulan j'amru hatmin aser. But if he ever hides anything, then of course you can't buy there. The lochin mehen mipesach hagina, and if he's open in the front, like in the beginning of the garden, like a normal store, that's fine. Avalo meachori hagina, but if he says, "Go meet me in the back in the alleyway," then you can't buy from him, right? Itmar gazlan meemasai meemas mutar liknos haymenu. When are you allowed to buy from him? At what point? Gesundheit. At what point is he allowed to buy from him? In other words, he's a gazlan, and not everything he has is stolen. No, assuming something's legitimate. So the answer is Rava Mar Achihe Rubo Mishalo. Until his rove of the things are his, then you can follow with the rove. Shmuel Amar Afilu Miut Shari. Even a Miut is Mutter. Rashi says Afilu Miut Talinan Varminan Hai Midi Diavle Midi Dehu. It's a good question. But Rashi says that the item you're buying is his own item. It's not stolen goods. Orile Rabbi Huda La Ada Daile. Rabbi Huda said to Ada the servant, Kedivri ha'omer afilu miyat shalo. We hold even the miyat. That's how you can paskin like that. Mamon musser. What about the money from a musser? A guy snitched, right?
Informer.
An informer, right. So if huner rabbi Huda, chara mamutala abdo, biyad. You can take that and throw it into the fire, right? Ravam, V'chachamim omim osul abdu biyad. Manda mutul abdu biyad lo yehim amono chobim migufo. Shouldn't be worse than the Moser himself. You're walking by, Moser's drowning, and you're walking by and he says, please save me. You keep on walking. So why should his stuff be different than him? Right? That's how you treat a Moser. Guys, the Moser is drowning. Let him drown.
Definitely.
Yeah, 100%. Let him drown. So you're going to treat his stuff different.
Worse.
Yeah, exactly. Umanda amr osur la abdu. Listen to this. The one who says it's usher to do that, to ruin his stuff. Well, Dilma Havale Zari Male. Maybe he'll have good boys sitting in Kolel. They could use that money. Never know.
Unlikely.
Therefore, why is it unlikely? Therefore, Dixiv, like it says, Yachin Rasha Vitadik Lil Yilbash. Right? Therefore you can't do that. Therefore you can't destroy him, yeah. Him, you let him drown. But you can't destroy his stuff because maybe he has good kids. Rav Chista, Havale Ahu Arisa. He had a share.
Doesn't fall far from the tree.
Okay.
Somebody tell me that Trotsky has a front grandson.
Okay, good. Son of Haman, right? Bnei Banav Shel Haman. We're learning Torah Bnei Brak. The Gemara says, right?
Right.
Rav Chista Havile Ahu Arisa. He had a sharecropper. Davit Takel V'Yahiv Takel V'Shakel. He would divide and give and divide and keep. Some stuff he'd give, right? So Rashi has a difficult pshat. Rashi says so. Takel v'yav l'Rav Chista, takel v'shakel l'nafshei. He would give the Rav Chista his due, and he would keep his due. So it says, midadaktik b'chaluka v'eino mevater michelko klom. But he was very medaktik. He wouldn't be generous about it. So there's nothing wrong with that. What's wrong with that? L'loshan acher mechza hayinot. He would take half. V'derech shara aris l'itol shlish. He took more than he's supposed to. All right, that's a problem. First pshat, everyone has a problem with the first pshat. He's not, so far, he's not generous. He's not stealing.
It is stealing.
No, the first pshat. It's medaktik. What's wrong with that? Salke, he left. Karyanavshe, Safon, Vitzadik, Vichol, Chel, Chote. It's some kind of sim. Right? Kima, tikvas chanaf ki yibatza ki yisha ulakai nafsho. Okay, it's a pasuk. Rav Huna, Rav Chista. Chad amar nafsho de nigzal. V'chad amar nafsho gazlin. Nafsho shal gazlin. Some say, whose soul is here getting destroyed? Some say the nigzal, some say the gazlin. Manda amar nafsho shal nigzal. Dichsiv, like it says, kein orchos kol botzei abetzas, nafsho balav yikach. Right? That when you steal, it's as if you're killing the guy. Manda amar nafsho shel gazlin. Dichsiv, al tigzal dal ki dal huv al tadake oni bishar ki Hashem yariv rivam v'kava es kavuam nefesh. Fine. So one says it's the nigzal and one says it's the gazlin. Vedach nami. But if you hold, it's the why did one the second one say that it's the gazlin? Haksiv nefesh balavikach. It says nefesh balavikach, which mashma it's the nigzal. No, my balav balav the hashta, meaning the gazlin. Vedach nami. And according to the one who said it's the gazlin, haksiv v'kava es kavoem nefesh, it does seem to imply it's the nigzal. It's the matam kamar. Matam v'kava es kovehem. Why do we treat him this way? Mishum de kavi nefesh. Because he took the nefesh of the nigzal. But who is it really going on? The gazlin. Amar v'yochanan. Kala gozel es chaveiro shavapruta. If someone steals a shavapruta from somebody, ki'ilu notel nishmasam memeno. It's as if he killed him. And we're going to quote four psukim that say that idea. Four psukim. One, Shinemar, it says, Kein orchos kol botzea betzes nefesh yikach bal. Bal of yikach. For Omer, two. V'achal kitzircha v'lachmacha b'necha b'nosecha. Right, you take the bread from the children. Three, for Omer, mach mechamas b'nei Yehuda shashafchu dam naki ba'artzam. They spill blood. For Omer, number four. El Shal, the Beis HaDamim, al Asher Hamases HaGavonim. Shal killed the Gavonim. Now, Maiva Omer, why do I need four psukim for this idea? V'chi tema nefesh didei ochal nefesh banav ubenosav lo. Maybe only him, not his kids. Tashma, that's what we have. Pasuk number two, basar banav ubenosav. V'chi tema hani mil hecha de lo yav dami. That's only if you don't pay for it. Aval hecha de yav dami lo. But if you pay for it, then it's okay. Tashma, Michamas, Bnei Yehuda, Shashav Chudam Naki Ba'artzam. V'chi tema, Hani Milihecha Dika Avid Biyadayim. That's only true if you did it directly. Avol Grama, lo, but a Grama, no. Tashma, that's why it says, El Shol Vel Beis Hadamim Al Shehem, it says Agavonim. The Shol killed the Gavonim? Killed him? V'hechim Matzim, Shor Shol is Agavonim. Where does it say that? The Shol killed the Gavonim. Ela mitok shaharag nov irakahanim. No, he didn't kill. He killed nov irakahanim. That he did do. Shahayu maspikin lehem mayim umazon, and they were the ones that supported the gavonim. So mala lavakasev kiilu hargot. It's as if Shaul killed them because he took away their parnasa, right? Took away their livelihood. Took away their access to food. Okay. Then we said avalokimin anashim. He could buy from women in the Galil and Yehuda, certain things where there's no cheshash of stealing. So, Tanu Rabbanan, lochim min anashim kli tzemer bi Yehuda ukli pishton bi Galil. You can buy from women tzemer in Yehuda and pishton bi Galil. Aval lo yenos shmanim visaltos. But you can't buy wine, oil, or flour. Why can't you buy wine, oil, or flour? Why not? So I think the answer is because it wasn't normally the derech that women would have these items. So if they do have them, it's chances are it's stolen.
Since they're stealing from their husbands.
Right. V'lomana avadim, tinokos. Not from avadim, not from kids. Abashol omer, mocheres isha ba'arba v'chamisha dinar kedei lasos kipa l'rosha. But she's allowed to sell 4 or 5 dinar, small amount, a very small amount, so she could buy some kind of head covering that she needs. That's part of her getup. So for that, they would let her buy sell small amounts. For kulon she'amru lahatmin usher. But if any time it was for some kind of hidden deal, some side deal, that was usher, right? Got what?
The goods should.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Gabai tzedakah, a gabai lochid mehem davar muat. You're allowed to sell him, buy from him.
No, the collectors are allowed to take.
They're allowed to take davar muat, avalo davar meruba, not a big amount. V'ha badadin, what's badadin? Vadadin are the wine pressers. Lokin mehem zeisim bamida. You can oil presses. I'm sorry. You can buy from them zeisim bamida, v'shemen bamida, oil bamida. Avalo zeisim bamuat, v'shemen bamuat. But not zeisim bamuat or shemen bamuat. Says Rashi on the left side on the third line. Bali beis habad. These are the bali beis habad. Shetagarin hein b'shemen. They're busy with oil. They deal in oil. Lochin min nashim, lochin min neshehem, zeisim v'shemen b'mida. You want to buy from the wife oil by a certain measure, klomar, derech mechira b'for hesya, v'dava meruba. In for hesya, even a big amount. De'eni chol limgov, kolzoz, v'lazoz, p'tzina. How much can they steal to do a p'tzina?
No, he's ashamed, but he gives it over to her.
Avalo b'muat, d'gnevaso v'yichol lazoz p'tzina, v'lo yargish b'ayla. The husband won't know. No, we're going to get to the ashamed in a minute. Rabshir Megamliel Omer, back to the Gemara. Lochin minashim zesim, says it should say b'muat, not b'muad, not a yontif, b'muat, b'galil ha'elyon, right? Why? It was very expensive over there, and even a small amount they wouldn't let women sell. Shepa abat, you could do it. Why? Shepa amim adam bosh limcha pesach beso, he's embarrassed. V'nosin li'isha lishta umacheres, he gives it to the wife that she should do it. Ravina ikla lebe mechuza. Ravina went to mechuza. Asu nashi debe mechuza. Ramu kamei kabli vishiri kibu minayu. They went to collecting from the women, and they were giving gold jewelry and expensive stuff. So amale rabatos follow Ravina. I vatanya gabe tzedaka makabli davar muad avaloda davar meruba. You can't do that. You only said, didn't we just learn five lines ago that you can only collect small donations, not large donations. A Malay, Hani, Livne Mechuza, Davar Muad Ninu. But they're so rich, this is a small donation by them. Right? You go to some shuls, and they give the only a $20 bill. You go to other, to them, that's a $1 bill. You go to other shuls, they only give a $1 bill. Right? Okay.
They still come to us.
Okay, next. Mochin Shakoves Motzi Hari Elu Shalo. This is some kind of lint, extra wool that somehow is produced when the clothing go to the laundromat. That extra wool, whatever that is, that's considered, you can keep that, right? Have elo shalo. The worker, the launderer can keep that. Why? Because it's a very small amount, not worth anything, and the owner's what do you call it? Mochel. He's mochel. Miyayis mochel. Right. Vahasorek, and somebody who combs the wool, motzi hare elu shal balabayis. That belongs to the balabayis. That's already special wool. That's already worth something. The balabayis keeps that. Koves, notel gimel chutin vehein shalo. The launderer, if there are like three strands that are hanging off the clothing after it's washed, he can keep that. Yezimikain hare elu shal balabayis. More than that, they belong to the balabayis.
Go back, you go to the cleaners, and here's your suit, and here's your five strands.
Exactly. Imha yeshachar al gabe lavan, if they're black on a white garment, no to asakol, v'hein shalo. He takes the garment, and they all belong to the launderer. Hachayot sheshir es achot kide lit farbo. If a tailor, you see, you bring your thing to the tailor, and there's an extra strand hanging off the clothing. Or matlis shu gimel al gimel, or if it's a piece of cloth 3x3, hare elu shal balabayis, that belongs to the balabayis. Masha hacheresh motzi. Okay, that's a new thing. Now that's ends that. Now masha hacheresh motzi b'matzad hare elu shalo. I think that means like the sawdust.
Yeah.
The sawdust belongs to the guy who's cutting the wood for you. Not the owner. What's the owner going to do with sawdust? What are you going to do with sawdust? Whatever it is, you get it. Not the owner. You bring your wood to, I bring my wood to him to cut. He can keep the sawdust. He gives me back the cut up wood.
It says here it's a smooth. It says you use something to smooth the wood.
Right.
It's like planing.
Right. So what's matad? Isn't that the sawdust?
No, it's bigger pieces than that.
The tool. So what are we talking about? What can you keep?
The shavings.
The shavings, exactly. Ubechashil, but if it's thick pieces, then shal balabayis. Then it belongs to the balabayis. I said that right? I don't know. I didn't have an art school.
Yeah.
It's a hatch.
a hatchet, so then it's thicker pieces.
Yes.
Vim haya osa eitz balabayis, but if you did it in the balabayis' house, then afilu nesar mishal balabayis. Even the boards belong to the balabayis, meaning everything goes to the balabayis. If it's a house call, then he keeps everything. Tanar banan lochin mochin min akoves. You're allowed to buy this mochin from the shaving. These like extra wool. From the launderer, but they ain't shalom because they belong to him. So he wants to resell them. He's allowed to. Hakoves no tell shnei chutin hel yonim. They ain't shalom. Not sure what that means exactly. You can take the upper two threads, and they belong to him. V'loyito bo yoser mishlosha chubin. You can't take more than three chubin. What's chubin?
Loops.
Stitches. Right. V'loyastro kabeged l'shasio ela la'arvo. Right, Shesi is, I think, the down one, horizontal, vertical,
warp.
And Erev is, it's
web.
Vertical and horizontal, web. Right? You can call whatever fancy old English words you want. In normal English, it's horizontal and vertical, right? Vertical and horizontal. So lo yisro kabeged, you shouldn't comb it, l'shesio, which one's shesio?
Vertically.
Vertically, el arovo, do it horizontally. Umishivu la'arko, and when you're straightening it out, la'arko avalo l'rachbo, lengthwise, not widthwise. V'imba la'ashavoso a tefach v'shai. If you want to straighten out a tefach, that's okay. Okay, so I'm not sure what it all was about. Amar mar shnei chutin. It says in the Mishnah, two strands you can keep. Ay vanan tanan shalosh, but we learned somewhere else three. Lo kasha tanakasha ha ba'alimi. Two is by thick strands, and ha, picatini, and three is by skinny strands. V'lo yisro kabeged l'shesir el la'arvo, ay v'atani ipcha, but we're going to take the opposite, lo kasha tana kasha, ha beglima, and ha bisarbala. One's by a glima is a talis. Rashi says a talis sh'asa b'chol yom, it's your everyday shirt, right? Hukishu sorek l'shesio no chalikra maher. If you're doing it that way, you're liable to rip the garment. But therefore, do it the other way. And the other term is sarbala. Sarbala is like a fancy thing. You wear it to a wedding or something, or to a fancy event. That, you'll hardly wear it. Therefore, you can comb it the regular way, and when achoshish, you're going to rip it. Now, v'lo yita bal yosa mishlosha chubin. You can't have more than three loops, right? If it's more than three loops, the thread doesn't belong to you, it belongs to the owner. So, boy Rabbi Yirmiyah, in classic fashion, when we say a loop, is one loop back and forth? Is that one or is that two? Right?
A loop has to go all the way around.
That's the classic question. Does it mean one and two going through
around.
Is one
right.
Or that's two? And of course, teiku. Okay? Umashvo la'arko.
I'm sure this is the first question he will address when he comes finally.
Yeah. Umashvo la'arko avalo l'rachbo. And you, if you want to straighten it out, you can do it lengthwise as opposed to widthwise. I have a tanya ipcha, but learn the opposite. Lokasha ha beglima. One's by a shirt, lengthwise. And ha behimni, behim uni, and it's by a belt. That's the other way. Okay. Tanar Rabbanan. Ein lochim in hasorek. Muchin v'nei she'eno shalo. You can't buy ein lochim in a sorek. What's a sorek? Oh, the guy cuts the wood. You can't take from him mochin b'she'eno shalo. It's on his. U'makom she'nagu lios shalo lochin. And if it's a place where the custom is to let him have it, then he can have it. U'b'chol makom lochin mehen. Karvik malay muchin ukesis malay muchin, but you can buy a pillow full of this stuff or a blanket full of this stuff. My time of why kinyanuhu b'shinoi because you acquired it with a shinoi. Tanu rabbanan ein lochin migardi. You can't buy from a tailor that's a weaver. Lo irin, not irin, right? Lo nirin, velo punkalin. Okay, I don't know what those things mean.
Here's a picture.
A picture. Okay, so. What?
Neither stoppers nor heddles nor poppins.
Yeah. Okay. Now we know what that means.
No, I'm looking at the picture. I don't know what the picture is.
It's parts of a loom. It's parts of a loom. What it means is You can't buy, I think it means, what it really means is half-made things. Unfinished things.
Right.
Velo shiur pekios. And not the again, the extras that are hanging off a garment. You can't sell that. Avalochin mehen beged menumar, but you could buy a spotted garment, even though it comes from different materials, different cloth. Ere v'shesi, tavi v'orig. Horizontal, vertical. Tavi means spun, which is before weaving. First you spin the wool, then you weave it. So Amri, hashta tavi shakli arig mibaye. But if you could buy it when it's spun, then of course you could buy it when it's woven. It's a stage before. My arig. Arig means tichi. It's some kind of chains that are unspun. So you skip the spinning stage, and therefore you go straight to the weaving stage. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Ein lochem in atzeva. You can't buy from a dyer. Lo osos. Osos are like swatches, but not a swatch to see what... Yeah, like a swatch. Velo dugmos. Another kind of swatch. Velo tlushin shel temer. And not the hangings of temer. What's going on?
He says it's not right to buy. It doesn't mean he's not allowed to.
Wait, so what's the reason for that? What's the reason for all this? What's the reason for all this? Because...
You cut off one piece of wool, the presence of the owner.
Because the owner doesn't know about it. Right?
Is that the reason?
Yeah, that's the reason. Right? Shall call not it was done without the knowledge of the balabayas. Avalochin mehen beged tzavua. But you're allowed to buy a colored garment. Tavui begadim, spun garments. Now, hashta tavui, if they're spun, shakel, begadim ibaya. I need you to tell me about garments. If the wool itself is spun, my begadim, what does it mean? Begadim, namti. Is namti felt?
Yeah.
So you avoided the spun spinning stage. It's not spun. It's just made into material, and that's a garment. So that also is okay. Tanur Rabbanan. Hanosin oros la'abdan. If you give hides to get worked on, hakitzuin v'hatilushin hari elo shalabalabayas. So they cut it down and they shave it off and they make it fine and they round out the edges. All those extra materials belong to the balabayas. Va'ola umashate b'mayim hari elo shalo. But if it went into the water somehow, then you can keep it. Im ha'yashachor. Then we said if it was black, right? What did the Mishnah say there? If it was black on white, then the launderer can keep all the extra threads. Amar Yehuda, Kitzra Shmei, he's called a launderer, is called a Kitzra in Aramaic, for Kitzra Shakalei. And the Kitzra, he can keep it, right? Meaning those edges. Amar Yehuda, Hakol Olin, Leminyan Tcheles, everything counts for Tcheles, for Yitzchak Bri Kapit Alayu, he was Makpid. What does that mean, Tcheles? That means there's a certain amount of distance. You're not allowed to have your hole for your tzitzis at the very, very, very edge of your beged. It has to be a little distance away from the edge of the beged. How much distance away? Two fingers, a thumb, whatever it is. So the question is, does this edge of the garment count as being the edge of the garment? No. This like fraying the... So he said, yeah. His son was machmir. No, I'm not gonna have it like that. You understand what's going on? Okay.
This is when it starts to fray, I guess.
Exactly. So hachayet sheshir es hamachat. So we said if a tailor leaves over a piece of thread that it belongs, he's allowed to keep it. Amara v'kama litfar. How much? Amar v'ami asi mole machat chutz l'machat. The length of a needle besides the needle, right? Ibailahu, what does that mean? Moli machat v'chutz l'machat kimoli machat. In other words, the size of a needle. Odilma kimoli machat v'chutz l'machat mashu. The size of a needle, but only a mashu more. Not the full length of a needle. Tashma, Titania, hachayit, shashir, esachot, pachos, michte, liftarbo. If a tailor left over the piece of a needle, pachos michtei lifterbo, less than you could use to sew, umatlis or a garment or a piece of cloth shipchusim mishalosh al shalosh, less than 3x3. Bizman shabalabayis makbid aleyen. And when the balabayis is makbid, hare elu shabalabayis. They're the balabayis. Ain balabayis makbid aleyen hare elu shalo. If the balabayis is not makbid, then they belong to you. So 1 second. I amarte bishlam amale machat v'chutz l'machat kamale machat. Pachas mikan chazil thichta. So if it means the length of a needle, that length of material, that's good for, you can use that lithichta. What does lithichta mean?
Stitching.
What? Stitching, exactly. Eli amarta moli machad v'chutz l'machad pachos, mashehu pachos mikan l'may chazi. What's that? What do you do with that? You left over a millimeter of thread. What do you do with that thread?
Save it for next time.
That's too small. If it's the length of a stitch, the length of a needle, which means it's the length of a stitch, you could use it for something. Like you said, what are you going to do with this? But if it's so small, it's not even the length of a needle, what do you do with that? It's a tiny piece of string. It must mean at least the length of a needle. Okay? Fascinating daf today, no? Masha HaKheresh. Then we said, Masha HaKheresh, right, we're talking about now the... Maharash, the carpenter. Verminu, Masha HaKheresh, Motzi B'Matzad. What a worker can cut with a matzad, with some kind of tool, v'hanifzak b'megira, or cut with a saw, hari elo shel bal habayis, that belongs to the owner. V'ayotzi mitachas makadeach, u'mitachas v'hitni, and whatever comes out of a hatchet or a plane, v'hanigrar b'megira, hari elo shelo, right? Or some kind of other kind of saw, that belongs to him, but our Mishnah said that a matzah also belongs to him. He's untied. So Amar Rava, no, but Aser, the Tana Didan, Ikatarti Chitzini. There are two types of tools. He was talking about two types of tools. Lerabasi, Karele Kashil. If it's bigger items, it's called a Kashil. And Lezutrasi, Karele Matzad. And it's smaller things, it's called a Matzad. What's the bottom line? What's the bottom line of all that?
If it's a small piece.
So it's not a stira. No, it's not a stira. It's not a stira. Our Mishnah was talking about a different kind of tool. And this Bryce is talking about a different kind of tool. So it's not a stira. Okay? The Asra the Tana Bra. The Asra the Tana Bra. The Tana Bra. Chadhu. Dika Vakarle Matzad. It's one tool, and sometimes they call it a matzad. But it's not a stira with our Mishnah. Okay? Next. Vimha Yaosa Eitel. Right? Then we said if you make a house call, then everything belongs to the owner. Tana Rabbanan, Misatati Avanim, Ein Behem Shum Gezel. The leftovers of the stones is no gezel in that. What's leftover stones? Like, you know, when you're shaving stones, that dust, stone dust, whatever they call it. Mipasge Ilanos, branches of trees, Mipasge Gefanim, branches of vines, Menakfe Higi, the branches from thorns. Menachshe Zroyim are
pruned.
What?
You weed, yeah. Unwanted vegetables.
Unwanted vegetables. V'odre yirakos, and also when you hoe, when you pull out the yirakos from the ground, yeah. Right? Because you want to make it better. Bizman shabal bayis makbid yesh leim shabem shum gezel. Then this gezel ein bal bayis makbid alein hare elu shalo. If he's not makbid, they belong to him. Amr of Yehuda, Kushis v'chazis, which make beer out of it, ain behem mishum gezel. That's not a gezel problem, right? Because most people are not makbid on that. Pa'asr the kapti yesh behem mishum gezel. If the guy's makbid, it is gezel. Amr vina umasa machasya asra dikapidihu. And masa machasya is a place where they are makbid. So Rashi says, why are they makbid? Mako behemis hu v'tzrichin lemiratov. It's they're machbid because they use it for animal fodder. So just we're done, and just one unbelievable word I saw. Amravina, umasa machasra asra dikpidihu. Masa machasra is a place where they machbid. The Gemara doesn't want to end the mesecta on the word machbid. Machbid's not a good thing. So it's machbid who. That the word doesn't have to be there, right? It's machbid who. We shouldn't end the mesecta on a word of machbid. Who says Rashi? Makom habehemos hu v'tzrichin limera'ah. What's limera'ah? For pasture. Tov. Good. Could have ended the word after the word mera'ah, which has the word ra in it.
Yeah.
So he sticks in the word tov. He ended the on good stuff. Okay? Hadronalach hagozal basra v'tzrichin l'mesechus kama. Hadronalach hagozal basra v'tzrichin l'mesechus baba kama. Hadronalach hagozal basra v'tzrichin l'mesechus baba kama. Tomorrow morning we start. of Metzia. We're going to go slower. We're probably not going to finish the daf tomorrow. We're going to try our hardest. You can't rush through Bava Metzia daf Beis. It's like so many yesodos. Listen, it's still daf Yomi. We don't do it that in depth anyway. But just a little bit to get a little bit of an understanding of what's going on in that Masechta. It's a very difficult Masechta. We'll tackle it beginning tomorrow. Mazel to everybody, and we'll pick up tomorrow.
Can I just?